Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wees.
So, wow, Andy, that was a lot of information. I think that we should also cover third-party fulfillment, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Did you want to do that or did you want me to?
Well, I think we can, let's tag team it here. So third-party fulfillment, you guys, if you're covering, we talked about merchant fulfilled at the beginning of the podcast. Well, if you're wanting to pull your inventory out of Amazon or you're wanting to diversify your inventory, might not be a bad idea to diversify your inventory now and plan for that in the future. How cool would it be if you came out of this and you were also not only selling on Amazon.com, but you were also selling on your own website, selling on some of these other e-commerce platforms, and even set up to sell in retail? All you need for that is to not put all of your inventory at Amazon. And so you can use a third-party fulfillment option, such as UPS e-fulfillment is really good. It's a new program. They have fulfillment centers on the East Coast and the West Coast, and they actually sell you shipping cheaper than you can buy it for on Amazon for merchant fulfilled. So that's a really great program. And then there's a ton of warehouses. There's a ton of prep centers that offer really, really competitive rates from Amazon. And so why not have your inventory in a place where you have complete control over it, and you can take advantage of some of these other options? What are some of the third-party fulfillment options that you use, Andy?
Yeah, well, so I wanted to mention like some ways to get creative, right? So in the past, you know, we had an 11-acre property. We had a huge kind of warehouse that we used to use. It was kind of a secondary building. And then we recently moved to a smaller property. But I don't like, you know, additional monthly expenses, right? So right now what we have is an actual full scale container that sits in the back part of our 1 acre that we converted into like a mini warehouse. So it's got a sunlight or a sunroof. It's got windows, it's got lighting, plugs. I mean, it's really cool. And we paid a one-time, I think we paid about $5,500 for it. So it was a one-time expense. And now we have that forever that we don't have to continue to pay for. So it's really, really neat. Not only that, but we have our shipping set up there as well, which is really cool. But some of the other things you could do temporarily are get really creative with things like, you know, a pod. You know, imagine ordering a pod to your driveway when you get that, you know, if you're getting a removal orders from FBA, you know, you can put those orders in that pod and then ship from that pod every day. Some other things you could get creative with are self-storage, right? Self-storage will usually give you 30 days free. So right now you could go down, sign up for a self-store, get it for 30 days, put your inventory in there, and then go and, you know, either pull, you know, depending on when you, you know, when you set how often you're going to ship, you could either pull it once a week or every couple of days and then ship that way, either from your home or, you know, figure out a space that you can ship from. If you want to get really creative, you could get, you know, a laptop and, a DC to AC converter in your vehicle and just ship right from the storage, self-storage, use your garage. You know, you might have to park your car out in the driveway or on the road for a while, but that's some space you can actually use. Any extra rooms in your house, guest room, dining room that you only use for, you know, special occasions, any extra space that you have. You know, a neighbor's house or a neighbor's garage. If you don't have the space, the guy down the road who maybe is out of a job right now could use the extra money. Say, hey, you know, can I pay you $100 to keep your stuff, you know, some stuff in your garage for a while? You know, local businesses who are maybe closed right now, who you can get a hold of and say, hey, can I use some space in your back room? Or, you know, you know, up front if they're closed, you know, just try to get really creative with that. The other thing is you can just reach out, you know, go into your local, you know, usually there's buy sell trade groups in your local community, Craigslist, things like that. Just post in there, say, hey, I'm looking for some extra space for some e-commerce inventory. You know, does anybody have anything available? And you know, get people to, you know, help you while they're helping themselves in terms of getting that little bit of extra money.
Definitely. That's such a good idea, is just to get creative and turn the space that you already have, no matter how small, start small, you know, turn it into a way to make more money. Especially think about the things that you can source that are right around you, and think about the things that you can do. Even if you live overseas, a large portion of our audience lives overseas. So, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, try out Merchant Fulfilled, try selling on some of these other platforms. I know Mercari is a really great selling app. As we said, Rebate Jet, we're launching that soon. So we'll keep you guys informed there. But there's so many great platforms that you can sell on, and you might even have some in your area that you can sell on. But just because you live overseas and you sell on Amazon.com doesn't mean that you can't sell on other US platforms if you take advantage of moving some of your inventory around. You can even, I don't know how many of you know this, but you can sell anywhere. You can sell on Facebook Marketplace, for example, or you can sell on any of these other platforms. And when it sells, you can create a fulfillment order on Amazon, and Amazon will fulfill it to the customer for you. So right now with the shipping dilemma, the word isn't updated yet on whether or not that will be timely. But what a great time to diversify your inventory and move things around so that you have some more control. There's a lot of service providers that are more than happy to help you and are more than happy to be a part of you growing your business in this way.
Yeah, I mean, you made a great point too, in terms of the other thing that you want to think about is if you are in another country, right? Like we have a lot of people from Australia that listen to us. You know, think about maybe pulling some products to Australia and listing them on the local Australian, you know, Amazon. .com.au. You know, list it on Amazon Australia, list it, you know, on different marketplaces, just because, you know, add the Amazon here isn't shipping, you know, maybe the Amazon in Australia is. I haven't heard that yet. I know they were slowing down in Italy and I think it was Spain or something else, but you know, if your marketplace might still be, you know, at full capacity in terms of FBA, but even not, you know, if you can ship it yourself, once again, you're able to expand to that marketplace now to fill that gap of like, hey, what do I do now? I'm just sitting here. None of my products are selling. You know, rather than doing that, actually get to work and figure out how you can make some moves to, you know, get those products, you know, pushed out the door. So a few things that I want to mention that, you know, right now, a lot of people are in fear mode, right? But, you know, right now, maybe, and I know it's so scary, and fear is one of those things that we all have to have to deal with, right? But right now, like, you know, don't be afraid to take some chances. I mean, don't put your family at risk, but if you see opportunities, don't be afraid to take some chances. And, you know, make sure that you're, you know, taking care of your mental health and all that, but also try to hustle as much as you can right now, because while other people are hustling and, you know, and having to deal like with me, you know, my wife and I are tag teaming, watching our kids because we have no childcare. We have no school right now. We have three kids. So, you know, it's hard, but at the same token, both of us are just hustling right now because we know that, you know, there's a downturn coming. We all haven't felt it yet. I mean, you haven't seen neighbors lose homes yet. You haven't seen, you know, any of the repercussions yet, but unfortunately people, that's coming. So right now is when you really need to be the person who's preparing, be the person who is getting ahead of it rather than waiting for it to happen, right? So be proactive. Watch less news. We, like I said, we canceled all our TV, live TV stuff. And I don't even watch, you know, I'll look at some news articles really quickly in the morning, sometimes in the evening for like 5-10 minutes. But then I go away from that because you're literally going to see the same stories over again, unless it's something that is extremely pertinent to keep your family safe or, you know, something in your community. Ignore it, because all it's going to do is give you stress and anxiety. And another thing to think about is some of the largest, some of the most financially well-off people have made their fortunes during downturns. A quick example here, and don't go out and buy stock right now if you don't know what you're doing, but I just want to give you an example of, you know, right after 9/11, I had seen, you know, as the economy came down, I saw that, you know, some of these major companies like Bank of America, had gone down. I think the stock price when I bought it was at $5, right? And I think right now it's back up to like 35 or something like that. And I sold it, I think, when it was about $12 to $15. So I more than doubled my money there. And I'm not saying you should go out and buy stocks right now. I'm just saying that you really need to keep your eyes open to opportunities, because while other people are running from, you know, things like Carnival Cruise Line, you know, right now nobody would touch Carnival Cruise Line with a 12-foot pole. And I think it's still too early to buy that stock. But as an example, if people are running from something currently because there's a panic, there's a lot of chance that it could swing back and you could really, you know, catch the upswing. And it's the same thing for your business. Right now, how many people do you think are launching Amazon FBA businesses right now, right? Like new, like just starting out? Probably very, very few, right? Because everybody is so consumed with what they're doing. But right now could actually be the opportunity for you if you're working hard right now to you know, start to make some moves. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. Want to share that, you know, we hope that you guys are safe. And, you know, if there's any way that we can help you guys, please reach out. I know that Amy is very approachable on Facebook. As you all know, I'm not really on Facebook much anymore, but I'm on LinkedIn. So if you guys want to reach out there, I usually try to get back to anybody who, you know, actually messages me with something besides trying to hawk their product or service. Which seems to be, you know, quite the thing on LinkedIn. That's the only downfall that I don't like about LinkedIn is the bots with Messenger stuff. But reach out and, you know, we will try to help you any way that we can.
Yeah, definitely. I know that this has been a really rough time for everyone. There's a lot of uncertainty right now. I think that's the biggest thing is uncertainty. You know, people are afraid to do anything because, you know, they're crippled by uncertainty. And I feel the same way. I'm having the same struggles in my business where I feel like, okay, you know, I know things in my private label brands are going to go back to normal. I'm still having sales, luckily, but it's definitely almost like a crippling experience. So what I want to encourage everyone to do, and including myself, is just look forward to the future. You know, there's a ton of us. We are in a community here, and we are here for each other. We've been doing some strategy calls. So get on some of those strategy calls and talk with other business owners. Get in the groups, ask questions, encourage each other. If you're kind of feeling stuck and you need some motivation, you know, definitely reach out in any of our groups and put it out there. And I would just encourage everyone to give yourself permission to watch a little TV. Give yourself permission to spend some time with your family. Give yourself permission to still, you know, to have some downtime here. And it's okay. Right? It's okay. Things are going to be okay. We're going to get through this. But, you know, give yourself permission to have a down day. That's okay. But also, I want you to set some short-term goals. Things are going to go back to normal. And I want all of our businesses to be at the forefront of that opportunity. So I want you to think of all the things that people are going to want to do when this whole thing kind of gets over with, right? What are the things people are going to want to do? What holidays are coming up? What kind of things are people going to want to celebrate? How can your brand, how can your business help them do that? Start planning for that now. We've got Easter coming up. We've got so many cool summer holidays and things like that coming up. People are going to get back to traveling. People are going to get back to living. How can your business thrive? And then also think about giving back. How can you take time every day to find something that you can do for someone else? Reach out to your neighbors, reach out to your friends. you know, everybody's kind of stuck and it means a lot. I think Mike Zagari sent me a voice message on Facebook Messenger the other day, and it just meant so much for somebody to send me a little voice message and just be like, hey, how are you doing? You know, so reach out to each other, be there for each other, and give yourself permission to have a down day if you need it, and watch a little Netflix if you need to do that too, and enjoy your family. And most importantly, you know, remember that we are going to get out of this, and let's put ourselves in a position to thrive.
Yeah, absolutely. Great advice, Amy. And yeah, guys, so we are really going to try to stay engaged with you guys, even though I know that I am crazy busy right now, just trying to manage, you know, children and, you know, make sure that my family has food and groceries and, you know, of course, toilet paper, because nobody in the world has heard, or especially in the US, of a shower. That's the funniest thing ever on the planet. Like, folks, you know, toilet paper is not a required necessity. I know everybody thinks it is, but unless they shut off the water in your house, like, you can wash your bum. Just, that's a pro tip there, people. That's something that you can do after you go potty. You can jump in the shower and do a quick rinse off. Just, you know, if you run out of TP, the world is not going to end.
Somebody did the math on that, of like, people were hoarding all this toilet paper. Yes. And they're like,
the calculator.
You know, yeah. How many, like, poops you would have to take in order to use all of this toilet paper that you're hoarding?
Yeah. Yeah, forget the canned goods. We're gonna walk past the canned goods to feed our family, but to get the teepee to make sure that that we can wipe our butts with soft, flowery paper. Yeah, that's one I just.
Have you had to get creative with recipes? I know we got back from Miami.
Yeah, actually, we've actually gone back to stuff that haven't had in a long time, right? So, you know, normally I'm keto, but like during this time, like, that's kind of out the door, just because, you know, you can't even get ground beef at our local store right now. So that's kind of gone out the door. So
it's been really tough. We have chickens, luckily, so we have eggs, but you know, everything else, I wasn't even able to get coffee or coffee creamer. My neighbor dropped off some coffee creamer the other day, and I wanted to break the social distancing rules to give her a hug.
Yeah. Luckily, there's actually like a drive-through coffee place like 3 minutes down the road from us, a local one, which is even cooler. And so you can just drive up and they're still serving coffee. So luckily I got a decent amount, and, you know, since I drink decaf now, I'm not like addicted to it. So I can live without it, but I definitely enjoyed
those creature comforts, you know, like, I love my morning cup of coffee. And so I'm like, what am I going to do without coffee creamer? What is happening in this world? But yeah. And then just getting creative with recipes, you know, I was unable to find soy sauce. I cook a lot of Asian food, and I was unable to find soy sauce and just some of the basic requirements for cooking some of my recipes. So tonight I'll be making some pork tenderloin stir fry with a bag of like broccoli coleslaw, because that was all I could get for cabbage and vegetables to put in my stir fry. But I'm sure it's going to be delicious. Maybe I'll discover some new stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing that people, you know, everybody's been going crazy at the stores and things, the shelves are bare, but I'm sure everybody's probably similar to us. We're like, we are fully stocked now. We have a ton of food. So for us, like, we probably won't need to go to the store for quite a while. And hopefully that other people are in that position. So all the people that weren't able to like get to the store, like, hopefully there's some backfilling going on. The other thing, people, is get creative on where you're looking. Don't only go to Amazon or Prime, you know, Whole Foods or whatever. I went the other day to Safeway.com, and, you know, Safeway does deliveries. I don't know if you have Safeway in your area, Amy, but there's other grocery stores, people. There's other delivery services rather than like the mainstream ones that everybody knows. Like Jet.com, as far as I know, is still up. You could probably still get some products from Jet.com. Walmart, you know, there's a lot of places out there that are selling products besides Amazon. So try to get creative, you know, with where you're trying to get your stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And don't be afraid to go outside. Go outside, get some vitamin D. We've just been taking like family walks around the neighborhood and just trying to get some vitamin D. There are some countries that are completely on lockdown and they can't even leave their homes. But if you're in one of those countries, open a window, get some air, you know, get some sunshine on your face and listen to some music, do some things every day that bring you joy.
Unfortunately, I think that's going to happen here because the people here don't seem to be heeding the warnings very much. I know that there was a big article in our local community here that everybody on Saturday was at the beach. So we were too, but it's funny because they were giving mixed messages. They're saying, yeah, you don't go outside, do the social distancing, but you know, all the parks, the California state parks are open and free, right? So everyone's like, cool. And then, so like everybody went there and it was just packed and then they griped about it. So it was kind of funny. As far as we saw though, everybody was kind of keeping their distance and it was just amazing to get with three children under the age of seven, like just to get them out of the house. And, you know, my kids all ran into the crashing waves, you know, and in California here this time of year, the waves are pretty freezing cold and, you know, they all ended up with no pants running around and cause they're all soaking wet with no actual swim clothes. And, it was epic though. It was great to get them out. So just try to do those kinds of things. People, you know, just use common sense and try to stay sane.
Send us some pictures when you do. Post some pictures. We want to see what it looks like in your area too. So
yeah, it's definitely interesting. And like I said, stay away from the damn TV. Otherwise, you're just going to see all the doom and gloom and get depressed and have too many margaritas.
Well, awesome. It's been great connecting with you all today. And, just hang in there and stay connected. And we will talk to you guys very soon next week. What do we have going on next week, Andy? On the show?
I would have to look that up. Let me see.
I mean, let's give them something to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were supposed to have my friend Ariana on.
Oh, we have Trevor. So Trevor is, he used to work for in Facebook ads. So he was working with me when my Facebook account got shadow banned, which now that I've researched more and more, it's happening a lot, Amy. It's surprising there. And it's just look up Facebook shadow ban. It's where people are getting banned from Facebook. No reasoning, no nothing. It's pretty interesting. Put your conspiracy theory hats on. But yeah, there's some crazy stuff with Facebook shadow banning. But anyway, he was the guy who was trying to help me get my account back. Unfortunately, we weren't able to because he said that the innards of Facebook have changed a lot in the last 6 months to a year where they've outsourced a lot of their customer service and things like that. But we're going to be able to pick his brain and ask him questions about kind of how Facebook ads work and kind of get a behind the scenes look at, what is going on the platform and, you know, maybe some tips or tricks or things that you can do in order to navigate it. Hopefully we can ask him things, you know, about Messenger and, some of the things in the works there. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. So we'll see.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, SellerSEO.com and AmazingAtHome.com.